Today's January the 29th, 1978. It's Sunday. It's another pretty day, and I'm down at Clementine's house again. We're going to talk a little bit more today. Clementine, I made a couple of notes here, some things I'm going to ask you about. One of them was that one of the paintings that you paint is called Uncle Tom's Cabin. And I just wondered, do you remember when you were a little girl hearing the story of Uncle Tom's Cabin?
When I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you live down there on what they call Little Eva Plantation?
Yeah, never.
Did you ever hear the story of Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Uh-uh.
And you paint that picture that's called Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yeah, I painted the picture, but I don't even know how it looked.
Yeah.
But I just painted right. And seen Uncle Tom.
Where'd you first hear Uncle Tom, Little Eva?
I read a Little Eva by Mr. Francois.
Yeah.
Because I know so Little Eva places you call it.
Right. You know, some people say that story about Uncle Tom's Cabin was really took place down at Little Eva Plantation, that Uncle Tom in the cabin was really down there. And I thought maybe when you were a child you might have heard that story. Okay, there's another thing that I thought about I wanted to ask you, and that is that you told me one time how much cotton you used to pick.
150.
Right. Did you pick cotton when you were a little girl?
Yes. Not too little. I was about 15 or 16 when I picked cotton.
Yeah. And you liked to pick cotton, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked to pick cotton. I could pick money if I could.
How much cotton could you pick?
I did.
Yeah.
150.
150 pounds?
Sometimes 200.
Ooh, Clementine, that's a lot of cotton. That's a lot of cotton.
It was easy to pick.
You got to have a good strong back though, don't you? Pull
yes,
it back along.
Yeah, you pull the sack, you know, till it get heavy. When it get heavy, you empty.
Mm-hmm.
Pick some up. Sack empty there.
And you like to pick cotton?
Yeah, I love to pick cotton. I like to pick cotton.
Did y'all go in the fields early in the morning?
No, because I couldn't pick no Jew cotton. You know, in the morning early, that cotton full of Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't pick that. I had to
repick. It's too heavy, huh?
No, it wasn't too heavy. It just stick on my hand.
I see.
I wait till the Jew dry, and then I pick the cotton.
And then you'd stay in the fields till the sun would go down?
Yeah. No, not. I'm down by 5 o'clock. I ran to some real Canada.
What'd you do about eating? Did you take your lunch with you or something?
Sometime I'd be picking close to the house.
Yeah.
You know, close to the house. I'm not good Andy.
Did you ever pick any cotton after you went to work in the kitchen over at Melrose?
Yeah, sometime in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd pick cotton in the evening. Pick cotton, then it was whole, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Whole cotton.
I was thinking driving down here about Francois. Do you remember when he first came to Melrose? Were you cooking at Melrose when he first came?
Yeah. I was cooking right down the one short of Montreal.
Yeah. Was he, was his eyesight getting bad already then?
Yeah, it was already bad.
Mm-hmm. And when he came, he moved in, which of those houses down there did he move in?
I moved him in with the, you know, how he was staying here.
Yeah, that's
in the hospital.
In the hospital, and it's called Yoga House, they call it.
Yeah.
The one they fixed
up. You call it the old hospital.
Yeah. Well, when Francois first came to Melrose, was Lyle Saxon already here, or did he come later?
Let me see. I believe he came later, because he and Mr. Francois and Mr. Pipes.
Mr. James Register. Yeah. James Pipes Register.
Yeah, come
right.
Together. I don't know if they come here together, but they come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One night behind her, Mrs. Lyle wasn't there. Not then.
Yeah.
Him and Mr. Francois and Mr. Pipes speed in their house.
Yeah. And then Lyle Saxon came later?
After that, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then was James gone then, or was he still here? And when Lyle Saxon came
I believe he was still here. I believe that. Well, I ain't too sure. But I believe he's here.
And did you cook for them? Did they go to the big house to eat? Did you take the meals to them?
Sometimes I take them in the morning. Mm-hmm. But at dinner,
yeah.
Well, they go get their own dinner. Their own dinner.
Well, y'all must have, there were other people in and out down at Melrose about that time too, weren't there other people who lived in some of the houses in Melrose? Weren't there people who painted and some other people who wrote?
Them people who appeared, they didn't live there.
They just came and visited.
Yeah, when time to paint, right. When they come.
Right.
But they didn't live there.
Well, you always had a lot of people to feed then, didn't you, every time?
Most of them was all the children.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, it won't hardly miss strangers.
Yeah.
Just in the holidays. That is the
strength. Clementine, do you remember Miss Cammie Henry's husband?
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you cooking there when he died? Or did you start cooking on the big house after he died?
I believe I was cooking there when he died. Nine didn't.
Uh-huh.
I didn't cook regularly.
Right.
Just sometime. I'd help out sometime. Yes, he died. In the old store. Not that new store on that side, that store was on.
Over on the same side of the house?
Yeah.
There was a store there and they tore it down?
Yeah, they tore it down. And built that across the road.
Yeah. And that was before he died? Or after he died?
After he died, uh-huh. They built that across there.
I see. Well, Clementine, how did you start painting? Francois says that there was a lady named Alberta Kinsey who came to Melrose and used to paint some.
Mm-hmm.
And that when she left one time, she left some brushes and some paints with you. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you started painting then?
Yeah.
What did you paint on first?
Mm-hmm. Box top like that, John.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of
cardboard.
I didn't mm-hmm. have no. No board like I got now, I didn't have that. I just pick up anything and paint on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you paint a lot right at first or just a little bit?
Mm-hmm. But I paint most, every time I wasn't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pick up something, sometime I'd come on the road and see the board what I could paint on and right. Pick it up and paint on that. I didn't know, and every one I paint, I'd give it away.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was, you know, there's nothing to keep it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just give on it.
You like to paint.
I just like to paint. She just give me the paint and I just like to paint.
Yeah. Did you, I think you told me one time that you painted a lot at night when you first started painting.
Well, yeah,
paint
I paint at night, yeah.
Because you're working
at night. I like my pictures at night.
Mm-hmm.
Get a pencil and mark them by the lamp. Like things that come in my mind were, I'd mark them.
Yeah. Who taught you how to take a pencil and mark your pictures? To anybody? You just did it yourself?
I did it myself because I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
And you draw them in and then you paint over them.
Yeah.
When you first started painting, where did you get your paints from?
When you saw a bird.
And she kept on bringing your paints after that?
When she comes, she would bring me some. She needed to know her paint, what she paint with. Well, that's what she leave me. She didn't bring me no new paint. What she bought, she leave me some of that what she was painting with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I paint with.
And then after that, James Pipes Register started bringing you some paints, did he? And Francois? Where'd you, after Alberta Kinsey stopped coming, where'd you get your paint?
Well, I don't know, sometimes Miss Henry would give me some paint. Yeah. You know, sometimes he'd have a day.
Right.
They have paint that what they use.
Mm-hmm. Now, did he paint some too, Clement?
I said, not the ones who teach at school.
Uh-huh.
But some of that, maybe her daughter, sister, some of them children.
Right.
But I know they bought no. They never did say bought mm-hmm. no paint. Mm-hmm. That just leftover paint.
Yeah.
But I paint with. But it was good paint. Uh-huh.
When you first started painting, what did you paint? What, you know, what came in you? You said you just painted.
I don't know what I painted. I just painted just anything. I didn't exactly keep up with what I painted. Mm-hmm. I just painted anything. Children, try to paint people, everything.
Yeah.
What came in my mind?
You didn't, the first paintings you painted, you didn't sign your name to it all, did you?
I didn't sign none.
Right.
None of.
And then how did you, who taught you how to make that CH?
I made it myself.
And you made it one way when you first started?
Yes. I made it like that clean up until I know Miss Henderson had itches in there.
Yeah.
And I changed it. Because I thought sister was so mean sometimes. I thought maybe she'd mess me up because she's weird.
You're talking about little Cammie?
Yeah.
Miss Cammie.
And so when I met, she had itch in her name when I changed mine.
Mm-hmm. So that's when you turn your seat backwards?
Yeah. She kind of getting a little, I bless a little better now.
Is she better? I was wondering.
I bless her because she called. A little candy called me yesterday. And she tried to say something. But I never could understand
mm-hmm.
what she said. She was talking to me all right. But I couldn't understand mm-hmm. nothing she said.
And that was Cammie the third you were talking
yeah,
to.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
But you said her mother was a little better.
Yeah, the mother talked to me yesterday.
Oh, you talked to her.
Yeah, that's
right.
Her, what I couldn't understand.
I see.
What she said. But Lil' Cammie called me
mm-hmm.
for the talk with her mom.
I see. Well, I'm glad to know she's still.
See, Mama was want to talk to me, but she talked it all right, but I couldn't understand what she said.
Mm-hmm.
But I know she hit in the hospital.
Well, I'm glad she's better. Did you, when you first started painting, her mother was still alive, Miss Henry was still alive.
Yes, she was alive.
What did she think about your pictures?
But she didn't know some of my pictures. I was making dolls for, I was making them nuns.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was doing.
Right.
For her. She wanted them black nuns.
Right.
That's what I was painting.
She never did see any pictures of you?
No, she ain't seen
none. But Francois liked them, didn't he?
Oh yeah, Mr. Francois liked them. Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Francois, I painted here for Mr. Francois.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
And for James Register too, didn't
you? Yeah, and the white girl took his pictures. Because he kept all on of them.
Mm-hmm.
He had them all up there on that back porch.
On his house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, Clementine, you know all those pictures that are upstairs in the African house now. How did you come to paint all those?
Paint to my house.
Whose idea was that? Was that Francois's idea?
It must have been his because he wanted them big. Right.
And he bought those great big boards to
paint? He sent them over there by them boards.
I see.
And he come got them when I painted.
Right. And you painted them and then and took them back over to the,
yeah, he come
to the house and put them up. Now what about all those paintings that used to be around the Garner house that they sold at the auction? You remember they were up around the edge?
Well, I know I painted them.
Did Francois must have sent those pieces of board over to you too?
Yeah, he had them two boys with him all the time.
Right.
Working in his garden and everything, helping them over there. Showing him where to go, you know, because he's blind. Well, he had good help, them boys.
That's a shame all of those paintings are gone, but I'm glad those are.
Well, they sure are gone. They sure took them. Jill Henry got them. I don't know, all of them took them. Sister too.
You know, right before Christmas, Francois called me and said he had a Christmas present for me. And I went down to his house, and he asked me to help him get my Christmas present out of the closet, because he couldn't get it out by himself because he couldn't see, and he had a lot of things in front of it. And what it is one of those great big boards, like the boards that are in the African house. And it's a baptism. It's great big. I've got it under the bed at home because it's too big to hang up on the wall. And he says that it was one of those big ones that you did for the African house, but there wasn't any room for it, that there was one more that would go up. So he gave it to me for my collection, for my museum, for a Christmas present. Yeah. So he and I struggled and got it out of the closet, got it in the car, and I'm going to bring it down here one day and let you look at it and tell me about it, see if you remember it, you know. Clementine, do you remember the very first picture that you ever painted, the very first one?
Sure don't.
You think it was on a box?
Well, it was on a box because I didn't paint on nothing else.
Right. Now, you painted a couple window shades.
Oh, yeah.
Two. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get those window shades from?
I got them from... Took my own window shade sometime down when
took
I got tired.
How many window shades do you think you
have to paint? I didn't paint no more than about... Well, I've got three window shades.
Right. Dr. Ryan's got one, I think.
Let me see, I believe
you. And Dr. Worsley's got one.
She got one?
I think she's got one hanging in her office. Next time you go to her office out in the waiting room, look on the wall and see if she doesn't have a window shade in there. I think she has.
She might have.
I don't think she does.
Unless you got a lot of my pictures.
Yeah, she does have a lot of your pictures in her office out there.
Mm-hmm.
She likes your pictures as much as I do. But you painted on some boxes and things, you think, probably before you painted those window shades.
Oh, yeah, I was getting all that together.
Right. Just anything.
It was all the same time.
Right.
I was painting that. But much as you talk, I'm thinking about what won't that woman come talking about some little girl coming here with a picture. I don't know what little girl that is.
Me either. Let me,
Maybe Jack, your girl might have come here with one like that.
Well, she might have.
Because she had someone.
Dolores hadn't borrowed any of them or anything, brought them back?
Uh-uh. No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that little girl over there. Had one like that, because
right.
They got something like that. And she might have come here with that, but I don't know come here with it for
right.
What.
I don't either.
I don't remember that.
I don't either. I'll talk to Tommy and we'll see if we can't find out something about that. And I'll call you back tonight.
Well, because I don't know nothing about that. Me. Well, this is this Creela. Had one of them
right.
Pictures and brought it back, because sometimes she take one of them things off of there and go home with it and come back.
Yeah.
But she'd be there, you know.
Yeah, I know. Quita's a little bitty.
Mm-hmm.
A little bitty girl.
I ain't seen nobody else come here. Jack ain't even. Yeah, Jack got one. I believe Jack got one. No, Jack ain't got no picture.
Yeah. Well, listen, Clementine, the first time I ever remember seeing your pictures was about 1946 or 1947. I had just gotten married and I lived in a little apartment in Natchez. It was about a block and a half away from the Mills Powell's drugstore. Remember where Mills Powell's drugstore was on the corner there in Natchez by the bridge? Did you ever go in there? And Mrs. Mills Powell had some of your pictures in there she was selling. And I went in there and I wanted one real bad, but I didn't have much money. I just got married. We were just making ends meet, you know. And I didn't buy one then, but I always thought about them. And then after that, my husband died, and I went off to school. And when I came back and started teaching at Northwestern, the first year I was there was in 1963. And I decided I'd come down here and buy a picture from you. So I came down one day by myself, went up to your door down in the other house when you lived down at Melrose. You came to the door, and I told you who I was, and I said I wanted to buy a picture. And you brought this picture right here out. This one right here. And I bought it from you. And that's the first one I ever bought. And I wonder if you'd tell me a little bit about what that is.
That's Black Jesus.
That's Black Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And the angel.
On the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Have you painted very many like that?
Well, not too many.
Yeah.
Black Jesus.
You think Jesus was black or white?
I don't know if he was black or white.
All depends on how you think about it, doesn't it?
Yeah, because when everybody says Black Jesus, so I thought I'd make him black.
Well, that's one of my favorite ones. It might be the favorite one. The
most Mr. Francois liked the Black Jesus too, because he had a big, I had a big Black Jesus in the wash house.
Mm-hmm.
I know who got the big one.
Uh-huh.
And he had it nailed up there.
Uh-huh. It was here. Over a fireplace, wasn't it?
Over the wall, yeah, in the wash house.
Right.
But they had got a fireplace inside.
Yeah.
And he had it over there.
Now, which house is the wash house? That's, mm-hmm. Is that what they call a garden house? Is that the one by the garden?
Yeah, it was the garden.
Right,
uh-huh.
Right. That's the one they call the Ghana house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that in there. And I think I've seen some pictures of Black Jesus in there.
Yeah, they had a lot of pictures up there. And Mr. Francois had a disc. And with the top coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had painted a big baptism on that. You see, when they raised it up, you could see.
Mm-hmm.
And when they... Well, he could leave it up, but he always turns it down.
Right.
And I had one of them quotes that I made hanging up in there.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, you make them on paper.
Yeah.
And I had one of them hanging up in there.
You know, I've got two of those quilts, and that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about, is those quilts. How'd you come to make those quilts? Who gave you that idea?
Nobody at all. Just got them and start the fooling with
yeah.
them. That's all. I got my little pieces and somebody gave me some pieces. They didn't give me their money, but some lady used to sew.
Mm-hmm.
And Willie, my granddaughter, she sews and she gave me some scraps.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got scraps and beat it.
What, how'd you happen to think about putting them on those sacks the way you did?
On what?
On those sacks. You put them on paper.
Uh-huh.
On the back. You sewed them on the paper like
uh-huh.
that.
Some of them.
Yeah. The two I have are like that. And some of them are I sewed to corn chop sacks.
Yeah.
Sacks of chops
yes.
came in.
Mm-hmm. You see, I cut them the size I want them.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on there. I cut them like that.
Yeah.
And sew them on that, place
right.
them on that.
Right.
But you got to know how to put them together.
Right.
I had to learn that. I learned how to put them together. Pretty easy after
yeah.
that.
Just, I guess you just tried until it all
fit together.
How many of those quilts you think you made?
Hmm?
How many of those quilts you think you made?
Oh, well, I mean, it was so much trouble. I don't know. I might have just painted. Let me see, made three. I believe I made three. Because
mm-hmm.
I made it for one of my little ones for one of my friends on the little girl. She got hers, don't she? Don't know what's in it.
She still got it?
She still got hers. I know she got hers.
Yeah. What's her name?
They call her Coot. She been and it. That's, I believe that's the last one I can put together, you know.
Right. Well, all of your quilts are the same thing, the two that I have. Both have the big house on them and the other little houses at Melrose. Were they all like that, you think?
But they're the kind. What kind you got?
The kind I got is pieces of material that are cut and sewed together on paper. But some of the pieces are put together to look like the big house and then the other little houses on the side.
No, they ain't the kind she got.
What kind she got?
She got one with sewed on cloth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you how to get them cut.
I'll have to bring mine down here and let you look at it.
Well,
and you can, we'll talk about it some more.
I wish I could sew like I used. I can't sew no more. I can't thread my needle.
Your hand's still hurting you?
Mm-hmm. It's still hurting, and then it's stiff. I can't thread my needle no more.
Yeah.
You see like this?
Yeah.
See, I put them on the edge like that.
Yeah.
And it'd be a different kind.
Right. That's the kind mine is.
That's the kind mine is? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the kind that woman got.
Yeah.
See, but you got to put them different to make it, you know. Put them like this.
Right.
And you put them the way you can sew them.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you make another block, you put it on the block. This way.
Right.
You got to make them like that.
Yeah.
Now.
Right.
Know how to put them together. Mm-hmm. That's the way. But there was some trouble. And the heavy, when you get your output, mine are lower, some lower. Like you make sacks out of.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm put them on.
Right.
Make some blocks like.
Did you make those to go on a bed, or did you just make them to hang on the wall, or you just made them because you wanted
to? No, they're too heavy to hang on the wall. Make them put on a bed.
Right.
Like a person going on a long trip in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was good for
right.
That heavy quilt.
where does this friend of yours live, you say, that has one day?
Where do I know him? Where do I know him? Where do I know him? Her husband bought that quilt.
Long time ago?
Yeah, long time. Been a long time. Mr. Saxon was living.
Mm-hmm.
All them people were living, not all day.
All right. She got hers hanging up down there?
Oh, she put that on the bed. She ain't bought it.
Oh, it's on her bed.
Yeah, she ain't bought that to put on. It's too heavy to move, isn't it?
Yeah.
She put on
the bed. Bought it from you a long time ago when you first made it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't suppose she'd want to sell it, huh?
She wouldn't sell that quilt for me. Her husband wouldn't sell it. They wanted that quilt too bad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They didn't want that quilt.
And they still got it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now Francois had one, didn't he, hanging up in his house somewhere?
Yeah, he hanged that up.
I thought he had one that was hanging.
He had one made on paper.
Yeah.
He hanged that up.
Yeah.
Because it was light, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't hang that heavy quilt.
Now, the one that he had that was made on paper, is that different from the kind
of
this one
that
has down
different.
I'd like to see that one that she's got down there.
Not like yours.
Well, mine's like Francois, though. Mine's on paper. So I don't think I've ever seen the kind that she's got.
Yes, she doesn't. Dr. Hunger. Mm-hmm. I'd be Dr. Hunger.
No, both of the ones that I have are made on paper. That's the only kind I've seen.
No, well, that you saw that, didn't you?
No, I'd like to see it. I wonder if I went to her house sometimes if she'd show it to me. I think she would.
She sure do.
Yeah.
But I think she's in the hospital now. Sick. I saw her down since about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I see her daughter.
Yeah.
Her daughter's still up there. Close to that jeep place up here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a husband, a high and a husband one day.
What's their name?
That's Adria, they call her, mm-hmm. But that's her daughter. But her mother's still in Lulu.
Yeah.
But that's Lily, mm-hmm. They call his jeep place.